We're in a series here at St. Clement's on Sunday mornings looking at the early chapters of Genesis. And we're going back to the beginning, back to basics, in order to help us understand ourselves today. We're going back to how things were set up so we might know how we should live as people who God has made here in the 21st century. And in our passage this morning, we are looking at relationships, and we see here the first human relationships. And as we look at this first human relationship, it'll give us wisdom and help us understand future relationships and the relationships that we have in our lives now. It's so suitable that we have this on a day when we're sending the Mackies out and when we have baptized three people who've joined our community, joined our relationships. And so the question is, why do we need these relationships? Why do we need to be part of community? What should these relationships be like, and how on earth can we do them? So three things about relationships this morning: the reason for them, the requirements of them, and the reordering of them. Reason for relationships, requirements of relationships, the reordering of relationships. So first of all, the reason for relationships. You know, why do we have relationships in the first place? Why do we need them? Well, we need them because you were created by God to have relationships. You were designed by God for relationships. In verse 18 of chapter 2, God says this. He says, "It is not good that the man should be alone." Now, those words are a huge bump in the flow of the story that we've read so far. In chapter 1, we're told 7 times that what God had made was good. In fact, at the end of chapter 1, we're told that it was very good. And now here, for the first time, there's something that God has made, and God says about it, that's not good. Now, this is God isn't saying here he's got a flaw in his design. You see, to be good or to be very good means to be complete, to be as God wanted it to be. And so for something not to be good means that there's something missing, something lacking, something else needed. And the thing that's lacking in this story is companionship for Adam. A human relationship with Adam. You see, when God made Adam in the first place, he made him in his image to reflect God himself. And God is a relational being. God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so before the world existed, God existed in a perfect relationship with himself, in perfect love with himself. And as he's made Adam in his image, as he's made you in his image, he's made you and me to have relationships, to need relationships. You weren't created to be a hermit living in a cave, but to be in a community with other people. And just to emphasize this point, there's two things I want us to see about Adam when God said to him it wasn't good for him to be alone. The first thing is this: Adam wasn't alone. I don't know if you notice, when God said it's not good for Adam to be alone, he's not alone, he's not by himself, God's there. You see, God is there with Adam in the garden. Adam has a relationship with God. From the moment he was made, he had a relationship with God, a perfect relationship with God that wasn't interrupted by sin. You see, you and I have been made to have a personal relationship with God. You were created to know God and to be known by God, to love God and to be loved by God. That's what Christianity is all about. Christianity isn't just about having your sins forgiven. Christianity is not just about getting to heaven. Christianity is about having a relationship with your Creator through Jesus Christ. That's why he died on the cross. The reason Jesus died on the cross was so that you can have a relationship with God once again. Yes, you need your sins forgiven to do that. Yes, you'll be in heaven with God forever because that's where God is. But the end point, the thing that God wants is you to have a relationship with him. That's why God made you. That's what Christianity is about. Have you got that relationship? Do you know God? Do you know his love for you and his grace for you? And do you respond to that by loving him back? That's why God made you, to be known and to be loved by him. But the shocking thing that we see about what God said is this. That's not enough. It's not enough for you simply to have a personal, private relationship with God. You need to have a relationship with other people as well. It's not enough for you just simply to read your Bible and pray, or for you to go off into the countryside and see God's wonderful creation and to feel the presence of God. It's not enough for you to do that. You need to have a relationship with other people. It's not good for you to be alone. Your life is not complete without a relationship with God. But your life is not complete without a relationship with other people. There's a second thing which is surprising, and that's this. Adam's in paradise. He's in the Garden of Eden. You know, Adam's living the life. He's got it all. You know, he's rich. You know, Adam rules the world, and he doesn't share that rule at the moment with anybody else. He rules everything. And this garden that he's got is full of, as we saw last week, full of jewels and gold. It's full of riches. He's a rich ruler. And he's in paradise with the best food on offer, better than any 3-star Michelin restaurant. He's got the best accommodation ever, the most wonderful surroundings, and he's got hundreds of pets. And he has a perfect relationship with God. But his life, God says, is not good. He needs human relationships. Now, if Adam, who is perfect, living in paradise, needs to have relationships with other people, then you who are imperfect, living in Manchester, need to have relationships with other people as well. You know, it's bad not to. You know, we know that, don't we? We know it's good to have relationships with other people. You know, that's why one of the worst punishments in our justice system is solitary confinement. Isolation from other people. You know, that's why last year the government appointed a minister for loneliness. Because loneliness is awful. Loneliness itself doesn't kill you, but loneliness can, and lack of affection can lead to depression. It can lead to awful mental and physical health. You need other people in your life. You need to be in relationship with other people. And yet it's hard because our culture tells us again and again that the more people you have in your life, the more uncomfortable your life will be. You know, relationships can get in the way of you doing the stuff that you want to do that you think will make your life happy. But Adam had it all, and his life wasn't happy. He had everything you could possibly want, and he was incomplete. And he was incomplete because he was made and you were made to have human relationships. So if human relationships are so important, what should they be like? What sort of relationships do you need? What sort of people should you be building life with and doing community with? That's the second thing I want us to see, and that's the requirements for relationships. There's two things you should seek to develop, seek to aim for when it comes to relationships. Have relationships that are deep and that are diverse. Deep and diverse. First of all, deep. God says in verse 18, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make a helper fit for him. Now, what's a helper? What do helpers do? Well, helpers help people. It's not that profound, is it? But that's what they do. Helpers help. You know, the word helper is used 21 times in the Bible, and 15 times it's for God helping people. 6 times it's for armies coming to help. A helper is someone who gives strength to someone in the area that they're lacking. A helper is someone who gives strength in the area where someone else is lacking. So where was Adam lacking? What's he need help doing? Well, he needs help, of course, tending the garden and doing the work that God has made him to do. He needs help for the procreation of children. But I think that this help goes deeper than those things. You see, the help that Adam deeply, deeply needs is the companionship that will help him to be like God. You see, God made Adam in his image to be like him, to reflect him. You're made in God's image to be like God, to reflect God, to represent God in the world. And you need help doing that. You need other people to help you to be like God. You can't grow to be like God without other people helping you out. You need to be in relationships to reflect God properly. You need to be in relationships to be who God made you to be. Now, this is hard and challenging because, and you need to be in deep relationships as well, not superficial relationships. You know, we live in Manchester, and people will tell you what's gone on at the doctors when you're with them on the bus. You know, we're that kind of community where people will tell you stuff. But we're less keen on letting you come into our house for a cup of tea. You know, we're happy with superficial relationships and we'll speak to each other, but actually deep relationships we struggle with. You know, we like, my business is my business. Your business is your business. We like our privacy. We like to be able to close the door. We don't like accountability. That's why we like things like Facebook, social media. Because in social media and in Facebook, you can control what people see of you. You can reveal to them what you want to reveal to them and hide from them what you want to hide from them. You could even call yourself a different name and put on a different persona altogether. But we know that those communities are just superficial. Yet that's our culture. I remember I was really struck by this when I visited somebody, and as we were talking, the teenage son said to the lady, "Mum, I'm just going out the house. I'm going to call on a friend, see if he wants to play." And I thought, oh, that's fantastic. You know, teenagers going out to play. You know, it's not as common as it used to be. A minute later, he came back in and he went upstairs. And I said to his mum, I said, "Oh, was he not in?" And she said, no, he'll be in. He said, he'll have just gone to his bedroom to play. He was just checking out to see if he was able to play on the computer together. And he realized he's in one half of a semi-detached house playing on the computer. His friend is the other side of the wall playing the same game at the same time with each other. Superficial relationships. Technology's great at keeping in touch with people and in connecting with people. But it's not as helpful as we think when it comes to having deep relationships. You need to be face to face for that. And you need deep relationships to do life well. You need people in your life who you see regularly. People who will do two things. People who will tell you what you are like. Point out areas where God is at work in your life and point out areas of grace. But also point out areas where you need to change. Flaws. You need to be open to people doing that. You need to have people in your life who are going to tell it you like it is. Because we're not that self-aware as people. I remember the first time I ever heard myself preach. I know you kind of hear yourself preach when you preach, but I mean, hearing myself preach after I'd preached. And I was listening to a tape back then, so you can tell how old I am. And I remember listening afterwards. I thought, okay, someone said it's sometimes helpful to listen to yourself preach because then you can, you know, understand how you're coming across. And I listened to myself preach, and I stopped the cassette player, and I was like, I think there's something wrong with the recording. I don't think I sound like that. And I thought, well, I better try and get through it. So I put it on again, and I listened to the rest of it. I was like, to the sound guy, I think there's something wrong with the recording equipment here. Sorry, nothing wrong at all. It's like, is that how I sound? Like, I'm surprised anybody wants to listen to me. We're not self-aware, you know? We think we sound better than we do. We think we look better than we do. We think we come across better than we do. If you want to grow, if you want to change, you need people in your life who are going to point things out to you. You need to be open to people speaking into your life to build deep relationships. But you need people who will not just tell you what you're like, but tell you what God is like. You need people who are going to get into your life and remind you of who God is and tell you what they've seen of him. You see, God is the same, but we're all different, and we all see God slightly differently, not because God is different, but because we are. You know, it's like going to a footy match, and everyone's seen the same thing, and there's some similarities when you have discussions afterwards. Oh, yeah, we saw those goals, and they saw those people score. But actually, you see the game slightly differently. That's why there's commentators on football games